Since the economy went into a tailspin last fall, librarians have been fielding some serious questions.
Everything from, you know, I've just lost my job, how do I file for unemployment? Or I'm considering a career change, where do I start?
Ann Thornton, Director of Reference and Research Services for the New York Public Library. To address the torrent of queries coming from the newly unemployed, the library has started a new job search center. WNYC's Ilya Meritz was at the launch yesterday and brings us this story.
New York Public Library President Paul LeClaire christened Job Search Central with the story of a certain young man graduating from college in the early 1980s.
He came to one of our librarians at the Mid-Manhattan Library, and he said he wanted to be a community organizer. How could she help him?
That man, of course, was Barack Obama. And the librarian's advice did eventually lead to an organizing job in Chicago. Paul LeClaire said anyone asking a librarian for help could one day become president. But right now the need is more basic and urgent. After the economic meltdown began, foot traffic to libraries surged 12%. The library did a survey to find out what was drawing so many people. Librarian Ann Thornton.
One of the things that we found out from users coming to this particular building is that 34% of them were looking for jobs.
We're in the Science, Industry, and Business Library on 34th Street and Madison Avenue. It's the old B. Altman department store building. Inside, though, it's all air on chairs and new computers.
This was done with minimal resources across the system allocated to helping users find jobs.
The new center brings together 8,000 books, 11 new computer workstations, private meeting rooms, career development classes, and most importantly, staff trained to assist job seekers. And when the doors close at night, librarians are still available online.
It's chat reference, and so you can chat online live with a librarian any hour of the day.
Midday on Tuesday, and the place is full.
I'm a novice at this. I'm computer illiterate.
Elliot Abney from Harlem got a personal email address for the first time a few months ago after he lost his job as a psychiatric technician.
I have my resume in my email, Yahoo, so I go on Craigslist. I look for positions in the helping field or working in a senior citizen's home, maybe.
Abney says at his age, 58, it's hard to do everything electronically.
I'm used to the one-to-one, the eye contact, to be able to explain what experience I have because I can't put it all in a resume.
Much of the need right now is in basic computer literacy. But Ann Thornton stresses that she and other librarians also see a lot of management-level professionals and Gen Y types, people like Michael Stulick. In 2001, fresh out of college, he was determined to get a job on Wall Street. It was the dot-com bust, and conditions were not optimal.
It was probably the worst economy after this one, you know, in the recent years.
A friend suggested Stulick try the public library.
So I figured I'd check it out. I came in, checked out the database, and eventually I was able to land a job at J.P. Morgan.
Fast forward to yesterday. Stulick stands in a crowd of people celebrating the launch of Job Search Central. He's now an experienced credit derivatives trader.
I've been there for 7 years, so it worked out pretty well.
So you're still hanging on to a job in a sector that's troubled.
Actually, I just got laid off last week. So it's, I guess it's kind of fortunate that this came around and I can utilize the resource.
Stulick says he's making some personal connections right now, trying to find another job in finance. And if that doesn't lead anywhere, he'll be back at Job Search Central. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.